Item 16, report from Audit Committee Chair.
I'll just touch on three of the key items. We had a fairly in-depth presentation by Raleigh on the San Juan Valley Fire District audit that he and team were conducting, and what they looked at, and a number of the changes that they recommended be made that I think we all agreed were both beneficial to Cicera and to San Ramon. The second is one that Gail had just found quite recent, quite just before we started, which was that certain members, I think there were 27 terminated with vesting and 5 deceased, should have been paid their employee account balances, but had not, and the way the system operated, that information was not immediately available. Any event, you might talk a little about that.
Yeah, and this is related to the 70.5 required minimum distribution. The member is required to take at least a certain piece of their pension from us, and normally we send notifications in advance, well in advance of that. And there, we did identify that there was a period of time that didn't necessarily occur. So we went back and looked to see who was impacted, and we've made contact with those most of those individuals at this point. And the ones that were to be notified this year, you know, for the following April have been notified. And so we have a good process in place going forward.
Any board questions on?
Okay.
Final item was the evaluation of our auditor by the audit committee. Just given the timing of this year's events, the audit committee did not have a chance to sit with the outside auditor without management and staff at present, which I think is a fairly normal part of the role of an audit committee, to determine from the auditors whether they have any knowledge, information that they think would be helpful for the board to know. But we will start doing that next year. We did go through a evaluation process with the committee as a whole. I think we came out very positively on the auditor. Background experience, the new audit partner was present. They go through an audit partner rotation in lieu of rotating firms, which is fairly common. I think we felt, we being the committee, that this was a well-qualified firm that understood our operations well, had, as a practical matter, a niche practice that covered 37 Act type plans, and were well disposed to their performance and our evaluation of them. I think that really covers the key points of the audit committee meeting. Any questions by me or any other member of the committee?
Appreciate you doing it.
Yeah, no, thank you. Excellent.
It's a absolutely first-class group, let me.
If you do say so yourself, right?
Only composed of the finest.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On to item 6.